My guest is Doug Hooker. He is the Executive Director of the Atlanta Regional Commission. Doug Hooker, thanks for being on the program. And what is the Atlanta Regional Commission?
Thanks for having me, David. The Atlanta Regional Commission is an agency charged with helping communities in the 10 counties and 70 cities of Metro Atlanta to grow and develop and think about how do they do their comprehensive planning. Ostensibly, we are chartered to oversee the regulatory requirements of the State Planning Act for those 10 counties and 70 cities. However, beyond that, we also help with long-range transportation planning, long-range water planning, aging services, and workforce development, and coordinate or help to coordinate economic development in the region as well.
A challenge.
A big challenge.
I don't envy you your job, I mean, because, as we learned so profoundly with the snow events this year, the fact that Atlanta is a city, but it's only one city within this giant metropolitan area, and the left hand and the right hand do not coordinate on major issues, you got a big job.
It's a big job. It's a fun job. And yes, we do have difficulty coordinating on some issues, and we're learning still how to coordinate on others. And I think the Snowmageddon event, as people like to call it, just pointed out that we still have a long way to go in how we coordinate as many different governments and school systems on major things of regional significance like emergency response that crosses jurisdictional boundaries.
How unique is Atlanta in the way that it's set up? I mean, do other cities have these same challenges?
They have the same challenges, but not on the scale that we do. We are somewhat unique in that for other metropolitan, similarly sized metropolitan governments, our core cities, central city, City of Atlanta itself, is a very small percentage of the overall metro population, a little bit less than 10% of the 10-county population, and about like 8% of the 20-county population, because we also have to work with 20 counties on transportation. But you have other cities like Philadelphia that's more like a third of the metropolitan population. Houston, that is probably closer to 40 or 50% of its metropolitan area population. So Atlanta's problem is that our central city is very small relative to our overall metropolitan size, yes.
Other than being a dictator and mandating new laws, how do you tackle these challenges where every city wants independence and its own structure and yet complains deeply when, you know, something goes wrong? How do you do your job?
Well, for us, tackling this is having to help our community leaders, both public and private and nonprofit, understand where they have common interests and how they can bring those common interests together toward common outcome. And that's our biggest challenge each day, is trying to help them identify where they can forge a consensus on outcome. Because to the extent they can do that, generally speaking, they're willing to collaborate to reach that outcome. But it's getting them to sit down at the table together, talk about where they might have interests in common. And of course, we're going through a period of time now in Georgia's history where more cities are being created as communities seek to express themselves more locally. But what they find out very quickly is, whereas there's some things that they can express themselves on locally, there's still many issues affecting their citizens that they're going to have to cooperate with their neighbors in the region to make any movement on.
Yeah, it seems like the course of history is trending against anything functioning on a metropolitan level, in the sense that these cities are splitting off and the political process has become so polarized that getting people to spend money on things on a regional basis is just getting harder and harder. Is that accurate? I mean, is your job getting easier or harder?
I think the convening collaboration part is getting harder with each new city that we create. However, at the same time, kind of ironically, that it gets harder, we also become more necessary because there are very few institutions in the region that have a natural regional perspective, that have a natural set of relationships, historical relationships, to reach across all kinds of segments of the metro area, both geographically, demographically, and however else you want to chop us up. And so in some ways it gets harder, but we also become more necessary at the same time. And, you know, the thing that we try to do is not get people to think about taxing themselves for some regional outcome, but thinking about how they can put together their resources for their own best interest that also has a regional necessity. And that's one of our challenges, too, is getting different community leaders to show where their community's interests can coincide with or align with regional challenges as well. And to the extent that they see that then and are willing to speak on that, then we can get people to work together.
I'm speaking with Doug Hooker. He's the executive director of the Atlanta Regional Commission. So if you could wave a magic wand and have all the powers that be agree on something, I know this is a crazy fantasy, what is it that you would most like to see happen in the metropolitan area of Atlanta if parties could agree and they agreed to actually spend money to fix something?
I think if I could get the parties to agree to only one thing right now, it would be to have a total community approach on raising the outcomes in our public education system, improving the learning environment and the learning outcomes for our children. That more than anything will dictate the course of the community in terms of whether we have a better economic future or we'll have a more difficult economic future. We pay attention to the children. We help them and give them the tools to succeed and the school systems to help those children to succeed. We're going to all be a lot better off for it, whether we have children in the school system or not.
Yeah, compared to transportation, transportation looks easy.
Transportation is easy compared to that.
Compared to that one. Yeah, yeah. I'm curious why, you know, why that more so than transportation? I mean, I understand the moral human argument, but on an economic argument.
Oh, I can make a very strong economic argument.
The microphone is yours.
Thank you. A child who does not graduate from high school or who leaves high school without a diploma has a much poorer health outcome as an adult because they don't have access to good health care. They do not earn a living wage or struggle to earn a living wage, which means we have to have more government support systems for them at the same time. And they can't contribute as much in terms of tax and disposable income into the economic fabric of the community. So every child you help graduate from high school and help that child either be prepared to be successful at technical college or university level or has a set of career-ready skills when he or she graduates high school helps add to the strength of the economic fabric of the community. Just pure dollars, it makes a lot more sense, regardless of whether you see it as a moral and ethical issue. But me, I see it as a fundamental moral and ethical issue as well.
Yeah, education and transportation are the two reasons that you most often hear about why companies decide not to move to Atlanta.
And interestingly enough, study after study from economists' perspective, those are two places where government investment actually yields greater outcomes and economic benefit than the investment, both education and transportation. And those are two of our most challenging factors right now as a region.
There is no rational argument as to why things are the way they are now. But historically, how did we get here?
I think part of it is that Georgia's constitution has for hundreds of years given to counties the responsibility and the authority to deliver what we would think of as municipal or city-like services. And now that the majority of population in Georgia and in other places around the world is invested in cities, residing in cities and not in unincorporated counties, and that's true for metropolitan Atlanta too, taken as a whole, then you're seeing that those areas want to have more authority to deliver those services and support citizens in the way they envision it for their own community. So I think we're just experiencing on a metropolitan or regional level a phenomenon that's occurring around the world. And that's just more people are living in urban areas than ever before in the history of mankind. And all the sociological and sociopolitical things, consequences that go along with that. So I think that's a big part of it. There's a sense of people are more disengaged and disaffected with federal government and government in general. And so having more local control is kind of a way of emotionally feeling safer and more secure about their lives. Now, as governments and as a collection of governments, we have to do everything we can to continue to be sure we're earning the trust of citizens and to say that when we're trying to help them solve the problems that they're interested in solving, they can actually believe that. And when people believe that, they will willingly, they may not like paying a tax dollar, but they may not mind paying a tax dollar. And that's our biggest challenge right now is earning that trust.
You know, I've always believed that there's a huge amount of duplication between the city of Atlanta and Fulton County. You know, you're making me think that I used to think that, well, gee, Fulton County ought to go away and it should just be city of Atlanta. Now maybe I'm thinking the opposite, which is because as these cities split off and they take their tax base with them, leaving the central city with a more and more impoverished tax base, essentially. If I believe that's the case, you can correct me if I'm wrong. It makes me think, gee, we should just handle everything on a county basis where you still have all of those different tax bases and different kinds of communities still have to, you know, play in the same sandbox together on an economic level. Am I off base here? I think,
well, I don't know,
from the look on your face, I definitely am.
I don't know if you're off base. I'll just take a slightly different tack to that. I don't think there's anything wrong with people wanting to have cities. I think what we have is a lot of inflexibility in Georgia's code to allow for different forms of governance. Many other states give less authority to counties over municipal type services. Counties are responsible for courts and corrections and public safety, but they leave zoning and basic infrastructure kind of services, roads, sewer, water, to municipal kinds of structures. Now, other states also tend to have a lot more flexibility, that you may have a smaller group of residents, maybe 5,000 or 10,000, that are what we would call a village or a hamlet or a township in planning terms. It's not big enough for a separate public works department or a separate water department, but they can control their zoning so that the land use in their area fits more with what their preferences are and their community's interests and aspirations. We don't have that kind of flexibility in Georgia, and I think if we had that kind of flexibility, we'd see less of the city structure being set up where people have to duplicate everything that they used to have from the county and focus on the things that they really care most about and still leave the counties to have some of the bigger baseload kind of services like public works, roads, sewers, things like that. But we don't have the flexibility, so that's what we're trying to, that's what we just have to live with.
Tomorrow, I'll continue my conversation with Doug Hooker, Executive Director of the Atlanta Regional Commission.